Welcome to 5-Minute Real Estate Investing. Each day, we'll share one specific tip for active real estate investors or passive LPs in 5 minutes or less. Here's your host, Sean O'Dowd, Managing Director of Scholastic Capital. Good morning. Hope you're doing well. And today, let's talk about whether or not you should invest in real estate directly by yourself or invest in a real estate fund. Now, disclaimer here, I run a real estate fund, so I do have a probable bias here. I'm going to try to give you, I think, the most unbiased answer here. And that answer is this. Whether or not you should invest directly in real estate or invest in a real estate fund or syndication comes down to how much time you have to dedicate to real estate investing yourself. Here's what I mean by that. Investing in real estate takes a substantial amount of time. Anybody who says differently is about to lose money and hasn't actually gone through a full real estate cycle. It takes a significant amount of time to study a real estate market, to begin to identify what is a good opportunity, what is not a good opportunity, put in all the work to close that property, put in the work to renovate it if you're going to do any renovations, put in the work to manage it, and then recycle that capital into the next deal. That is literally, quite literally, a full-time job. Now, if you are young or perhaps old and retired, or you're in an advantageous career situation where you can dedicate 10 to 20 hours a week to real estate investing, then my recommendation would be, personally, go for it. Like, spend that time and dedicate that time to get good at real estate investing, get good at pattern recognition, get good at being able to recognize what is a good opportunity, and go off and do it. I wish you all the best, and I think that's the best way to do it. However, if you can't spend 10 to 20 hours a week on real estate investing, odds are you're going to be disadvantaged if you try to buy real estate yourself. For example, let's say you only have 5 hours a week to dedicate to real estate investing, and you're going to invest $1 million and you want to buy multifamily. $1 million down payment in multifamily, it's because it's 25% down payment. That's a $4 million property in real estate investing. There's going to be somebody, there's going to be a lot of somebodies actually, who are full-time in real estate who are evaluating that $4 million building that you're competing against. If you win the bid to win the $4 million property and no one else bids, then those people who are full-time in real estate might have noticed something about that building that you, just not being full-time, didn't have the time or experience to notice. And you could be buying a problem. Or alternatively, that $4 million building is a great building, but because you're only part-time in real estate, you don't have the ability to actually win that deal, and somebody who is full-time will win that deal. So this all really comes down to this question. How much time do you have to dedicate to real estate investing? Because if the answer is very little, then it typically makes sense to hire somebody through a fund who does real estate full time to make those investment decisions alongside with. Or if you do have the time and if you're willing to put in that time, then absolutely go for it. Buy real estate yourself. It gives you just a little bit more flexibility and control. And I hope this is helpful. I hope this makes a lot of sense, and I wish you all the best. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode. In the interim, if there's anything I can do to help you, please feel free to reach out. My area of expertise / where I'm most able to help concentrates on residential real estate and strategy. I'm the Managing Director of Scholastic Capital, a real estate fund that buys single-family homes in highly elite school districts and then rents those homes to tenants on 3+ year leases. I began my career at Boston Consulting Group, also known as BCG, and graduated with honors from the Wharton School. If there's anything I can do to help you, please feel free to reach out, and if not, I'll see you tomorrow.